It's a big pleasure again to be able to be part of the Simcha Davis Legal Holiday Shirim. As we always mention, it's the time to show the Ribbono Shel Olam Ri'i Ma Ben Beni, the Ben Chumi, what the difference is of a Yid, how a Yid uses his time, and how the Havdal, a Goy, might use his time. The noise of Shemitah, as we'll soon see, is Negea all of us, not just those who live in Eretz Yisrael. I'd like to mention a Lushan of Chassam Sofer, a beautiful Lushan of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, Ki karka Eretz Yisrael, kudushosa atzuma yoisem yishimayim sha'al chutzlaetz. The karka of Eretz Yisrael has an unbelievable kedusha, even more than the shemayim of chutzlaetz. And that is the source and the shoresh of Kedusha Shvius, that it arrives not only in the whole avira of Eretz Yisrael, but even in something so mundane as a piece of karka. So many haluches and negeya lemaisa, and that is where we could see and connect to this understanding that Kedusha, the Ribbono Shel Olam, infuses everything in the Bria, and in Eretz Yisrael it's even a piece of earth. It's a gewaltige schiz to have a Rav Agon, a Baruch Hirschfeld, the Rav Rishkoidl in Cleveland, Shmoy Hoylich Lefunov, as he's not such a guest here in Chicago. Baruch Hashem was zeichet to have him from time to time, and each and every time the feeling and the geschmack only gets greater and more. We have Givaldi Gakuris Atoiv that he took the Tircha to come specially for this year. And we'd like to ask him to give over the Divrei Halucha that could be Negaya to us in these times, as he sought over all the time. People are looking for him, discussing with him, Sai in Halucha, Sai in Ashkufa, and Darkei Hachayim. Extremely sought after. It's a big kuvit for us to have a Rav Hirschfeld.
I'd first like to be pesach before the Sanya. The Zidche of Rebbe is gesund. And the whole Rav Rish Koil, the Matzev, this Beis Medrash is truly a place of Torah, Gvel, and Chassadim. I'd also like to thank Rav Muscat for making arrangements. And Be'ez Hashem, I'm glad to be here at Wahagdol Torah Adira. I'd like to first, before we start about the halachos, talk about a very important concept about the specialty of the number 7 by Klal Yisrael. There's a lot of sevens by Klal Yisrael. The seventh day is Shabbos. The seventh year is Shemitah. After seven Shemitahs comes the Yovel. So many Tumas, Zion Mei Nida, Zion Mei Nekiyim, sprinkling on the seventh day. So many sevens in Yiddishkeit. Why is seven such a special number? And the Medrash says in Dvarim, in Bereishis Rabba, Parash Emor, Kol Hashviyis Chavivin. All sevens are specially precious. What's special and precious about the number 7? And this will help us appreciate Shemitah, appreciate Shabbos, appreciate all the sevens in the Torah. Everything in the world has 6 directions, a north, south, east, west part, an up and down part. 6 is the everything, the scope around, up, down is 6. The 7th is the pnimius of everything, the neshama of everything, the message, the inside, the character, the chesed, the shgacha protis, the nitzitz elikhi, the elikus in every item, is the 7. When you look at an apple has a north, a south, an east and a west, and up and a down. But what's the message of the apple? What's the chesed in the apple? What's the nifloas Hashem in the apple? What's the chelik nitzitz elikhi that's mechaya the apple? What's the likus in the apple? That's the number 7. 7 means the pnimius of everything. So when you talk about Shvius, You're talking about the pnimius, the going into depth of something. Can you imagine a farmer who has a whole year off Shemitah, and he learns, and he gets, and he appreciates what the land is and whose land it is? When he goes back into 8 year working again, it's not the same anymore. He knows the pnimius of Eretz Yisrael. He knows why he's working. He knows the holiness of the land he's working. He knows the chesed and the kedusha and the trumas and the maisis and the orla and the klayim that he's doing. When a yid keeps Shabbos and goes into the Sunday, the Shabbos is his pnimius. His neshama yaseira comes out. His kur velikis comes out. When he goes back to Sunday, not the same Sunday again. It's a different Sunday. I went to a pnimius of a Shabbos. Nishmas kol chai. The zmiris, the divrei Torah, the kriyas haTorah, the shmiras Shabbos, the emunah, the zechel ma'aseh breishis, zechel tzius Mitzrayim. That's a pnimius. And when a person goes into the day after that, the seventh gives a pnimius to go weiter. The truth is, the number eight is the pnimius with an S. That's Chanukah. And the number 14, Sukkot, 14 sheep every day, means lifnai v'lifnim. The pnimius is seven. The lifnai v'lifnim is the 14. So the number seven is going into the pnimius of everything. So that's the specialty of the number seven throughout the Torah. And you could trace it through to Zion, what's the message of Zion Yemei Nida, Zion Nekiyim, Zion Meitumah, sprinkled on the seventh day. All the sevens in the Torah are chavivin. You know what the chavivin? Because it gives a person a chush into the pnimius of everything. The inside character and message and lakus and everything, that's the number seven. So I'd like now to go to the Yom of Shemitah, and these are the topics we're going to speak about. The first topic is going to be, we know it was highly advertised that people, and I did it, bought a portion of Eretz Yisrael to be mekayem the mitzvah Shemitah. Are you accomplishing by buying a portion of the ground, or are you not accomplishing? Or maybe it's even a chesaron. Maybe the advice is not to do so. Are you accomplishing? Are you not accomplishing? Maybe it's not a good idea in the first place. Let's just see. But I did it, so I'm not... I did it, don't worry. So that's question number one. Question number two is, how we Chutz-Lords people have loads of Shemitah Negeya us? It's going to be Negeya Be'ez Hashem, and Sukkot Abol L'Teinu Tov Shin Pei Gimel, Abol Leim L'Toivo, there's going to be Arba Minim coming. So what are the significance of halachas of Shemitah in the Arba Minim coming to Chutz Laretz? And different produce that might come in a fresh or a canned or a bottled form coming from Eretz Yisrael. What halachas do we have to know about that? The next halacha will also be about Shemitah's Ksofim. We know that debts can be cancelled through Shemitah and it can be remedied through the Prusbul. So to speak about Shemitah's Ksofim and the Prusbul, and explain about Prusbul, who needs a Prusbul? Does a store need a Prusbul? Does a Gemach need a Prusbul? Does a little lady's business in the basement selling shetels need a Prusbul? Can you send a Sheikh if you can't come? And you can send a Sheikh to make a Prusbul? Can you do a Zikr if someone didn't do it? You do him a favor and do a Prusbul for him? Can you do it at night? Can you do kravim? Is this a real basement procedure? So that's the next topic. And the next topic will be, you know, Chanukah is around the door. So if a person has Shem and Shal Shvias, which it could happen in Chutz La'aretz in certain areas of Israel, can you use Chanukah produce for Shemel and Ner Chanukah, Shemel for Ner Shabbos, Shemel for Shlachmanis, I mean food for Shlachmanis, food for returning Shlachmanis, Havdalah with wine and Shemitah, Arbikos with wine and Shemitah, Moil making Mitzitza with wine and Shemitah, and putting an Havdalah candle with wine and Shemitah. Are these allowed or not allowed? So let's go now to the shaylos one by one. The first shaylos is, it was marketed and for some all over America, and I hear it was in Chicago also, and in Cleveland, the possibility to buy ground near Eretz Yisrael and really be mekayem Shemitah like a farmer and owner. Is that an accomplishment? Are you accomplishing something, or aren't you accomplishing something by doing so? So let's analyze bit by bit. We know if you open up the Chumash and Parashat Bahar, you'll see there's lavim in Eretz Yisrael.
Don't plant the ground. Don't plow the ground. Don't harvest the ground. Those lavim have nothing to do with the farmer. If I live in Borough Park, I'm the same as the farmer. He can't sow the ground. I can't sow the ground. It's a set, you don't have to be owner for that. To be in the love, everybody's in the love. Whether you live on the farm or you come from Borough Park to the farm, it's the same love. But there's also an Esser. V'shavtso ha'oretz shavos l'Hashem. There's an Esser that goes along with the lavim. What's the nature of the Esser? Is that just a chizuk for the love? Whatever the love has, we add an Esser. An Issa Esser. So, the same way the farmer has an Issa Esser, v'shavtso, and a love don't plow the ground, don't sow the ground. So, me in Chicago or in Borough Park have the same love and Esser like the farmer has. Or maybe no. Maybe the Esser of the Shavso is a special din on the Bailam like you find the Shvitzis Behemtoi. If a person owns a behemah, not just you can't do work with the animal, you have to stop your animal doing work with the Raisa. If a guy comes and does work with your animal, you have to stop him. It's your achray, it's its owner, to make sure that no work is done by the shor. And if this shor is carrying out a load and it's just rubbing, take off the load. If someone's doing work with him, you have to make sure that the guy doesn't do work with him. And if you rent out, like it said in the Shabbos, you rent out your cow to somebody, and doesn't the guy doesn't return for Shabbos, be mafkir a cow. Otherwise, it shouldn't be a shiz mamtoy. There's a special achrayus on the bailim to make sure it shouldn't do it. So is the Esser of Shavtso Oretz Sabos L'Hashem like Shmirsis Behemtoi? And there was a special achrayas on the Bayam to make sure nothing's done. The Minchas Chinuch, in a number of places, and the Tosfos Vilchonon in Avodah Zarah Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis seem to say that the Shvirsa is not just like the love. There is indeed a special din on the Bayam. There's a din on the owner. Don't let your ground be worked. If a guy's going to walk into my ground, find the owner of the ground, he's going to start doing work, I have to stop him. I have a chrayus to see that my ground is not manipulated by human intervention. I'm chayav to make sure I'll shvis, like shvis behemtoi, it shouldn't be done. And the Tosfos of Chonon, yes, the Esser is more than the love. More and less. The Esser is a din on the bailim. It's a chrayus on the bailim to make sure that no work is done with my ground. And if a guy does work, then it's the rabbon like Emir Loch Rishvus. It's a real derides of the gedin of shisa. You have to achroy on your ground. I'll give you another example. You know, technically, there's a way to plant the garden in Eretz Yisrael. And you can do this, you know. I can get a time clock to have a spray plant. You know, nowadays they don't go around like the olden days putting a seed in the ground like that. There's special machines that spray the plowed ground with seeds, and that's how they plant. So I can be for Shemitah, set up a time clock, that at the right time, it'll sprout out seeds. So I didn't plant, I didn't do anything. But if it's the issue of shvistas karkoyes, shvistas behemtoi, you gotta make sure your ground isn't manipulated in any way, so you can't do it with Raisa. Or if a goy does work in my ground, it's not issue rabbon like all over by Shabbos, there's the issue of the Raisa to make sure. But that's a din in the bailim. There's a mitzvah on the bailim to do it, special on the bailim. Or maybe no. Maybe it's just an asset, like it's not do the bailim. Just like the love is not do the bailim, doesn't do the bailim. So this ends up being a machlekes. Why? Because the Chazon Ish is like from the Rambam, not like the Tosfos Vilchonon. He doesn't know. It's just it's an asset on everybody. The same way it's a love on everybody not to work the ground, there's asset on everybody to work the ground. So let's go back to the question. Are you accomplishing by buying a piece of ground in Eretz Yisrael? Are you doing anything special? So according to the Tosfos Vilchonon and the Chazon, yes, you're doing something special. You bought ground. It's your mitzvah to make sure nobody will do any work there, and you'll make sure no work there, and they make sure for you no work is being done there. So you are mekayim every rega, the whole 13 months shmita, not so shriach. The whole 13 months of shmita, you mekayim. But if you say that it's just like an asset to mechazik the love, so just like the fellow in Borough Park is mitzuva not to do the love and asset to mechazik the love, so it's not to be a bailin. You don't get anything from being a bailin. It's not special even being a bailin. Not like Shmuel Behemtoi. So it ends up being a machlokes. Okay. So
It's a good idea, why not?
According to Chazunish and Rambam, the Alpid Rambam, Lechor, you're not being doing anything special.
According to some, you are doing something special. So why not do it? Because maybe getting into this. Now, is there any downside? Is there any downside not to do it? According to the Chazunish, there's no point in doing so. You flee mitzvah without doing so. According to the Chazunish, yes, it's an accomplishment. Is there maybe a downside, maybe not to do it? So, yes, there may be even a downside not to do it. What's the downside? So one of the Gedolim of Israel said is, there are certain heterim that the farmers have, al tzhefset merubah, to do certain things to keep the field going. There are certain things that they rely, the Chazanish himself was machriya, certain things to go to kula, there's certain things the Gemara says you can do al tzhefset, which is the lechara hutra. And there's certain things that the farmers bought and have some ruba are some on certain attempts to do certain things. Al-fi-alocha. But they had terim b'mach and have some ruba. So maybe you could argue that why be claiming the karka and then be getting the hefsid merubah and be samech on certain terim that they take something samech on, maybe just keep cleaning the whole thing. Why bite and have to have some merubah to samech on heter? Maybe not. So I'm just mentioning the tzad. But Lamaisa, so there's three ways. Do it, or just there's no point, or maybe it's nechzorin. But Lamaisa, it was widely done. It's a big help for the farmers. And I did it in Alkiel. We advertised them shows down here in Chicago, and a lot of people doing it. Now I want to pose another question. If somebody came to the Thanksgiving Shir today and said, oh, it's a good idea. I missed out, and I want to do it right now. Could you still do it? Well, maybe it's too late. The ground's hefker. Bishlam, if you bought it before Schmidt started, you became an owner, and I'm off your ground now, you became a mitzvah. What about right now? Middle. I want to go and do it right now. I got to have the, if you want to, I have the number of chemistry for you, so in case you have to go today, you got a portion right there. Can you do it now, or it's too late? The ground is half, it's too late. What do you mean, I'm going to buy ground? You can't buy half the ground. No, you can do it right now. You know why? The ground is not hefker. If you look carefully in the Gemara, you'll see the parents are hefker, and the right to go in and take those parents is hefker. And the owner has to let that happen. But the ground is not hefker. The ground fully belongs to the farmer. He's nothing. The hefker of Shemitah means the parents are hefker, and the right to go in and get those parents is hefker. And that's why Taka, an owner, is mechuyev to keep his doors open. Now, it's more dangerous to keep your doors open 24 hours a day. So what do the owners do? They put up signs. Anybody wants to come between 10 and 12, between Monday and Thursday, between 10 and 12, it's in the house open, you can leave it open in a manchester way. But it's still not too late, because the ground is not hefker. So if you want to go by around now, I'm not advertising, I'm just like mentioning the fact, it's not too late. The person, you know, it's a long shmitah, you have time to go. If you want to happen right now, the opportunity is still here, because the ground never became hefker. The ground still belongs to the farmer, and if you bought it, it belongs to you, and hefker just on the parish on the right to go in. Now I'd like to go to the next topic, and that is Dalud Minim coming from Eretz Yisrael for Sukkos Abor Aleinu L'Toivah. So to analyze this topic, we have to go first through the Arba Minim and figure out which of the Arba Minim have indeed Kedusha Shvi'is. The opportunities, alternatives are very clear. You can get Esrik from Morocco, you can get Esrik from Yanava, you can get Esrik from California. They're going to have this year Chazoyin is Esrik from Morocco. The opportunities are there. But supporting Eretz Yisrael is also a big mitzvah. So if you want to get from Eretz Yisrael, so which of the Arba Minim have Kedusha Shvi'is to have the question? So a Rav is not so negay because people get them locally anyways, but happens to be a Rav, if information is Yisrael, does not have Kedusha Shvi'is. Because a Rav is like an eitz, so it's used to fuel. It's called Hanrosi Acha Biurun, Baba Kamagaf to Beis. You have Hanor, you first burn it, and then have Hanor later. And Shvi'is has to be a Zach, which Hanrosi Biurun Shova. You have Hanor as you use it, like food, and as it gets consumed. And therefore, a rova does not have Kedusha Shvi'is. Hadassim, there is a machlik, it's about Hadassim, because Yerushalmi is a shayla, and Yerushalmi perek zayin loch aleph, do besomim, which are made for smell, have a Kedusha Shvi'is? Yes or no? And the Chazanish is mad, what's the shayla? The shayla is, we know this thing called lochem lechol tzorcheichem, it says, lav dav kvar achilu, l'mor dash, So is that called like shovel chol nefesh? That's a real tzorich to have a good psalmim? Or maybe it's like a luxury. Maybe it's not a real tzorich for you. So it's a shayla. The flowers have shemitah. And we could go to chumrah. But hadassim, which are mainly planted nowadays for mitzvah, and not for the good smell, so it's not really lochem lochol tzorchem, it's the ruchni is a thing. So the meila, so there are some places of kedusha shviyas. The meaning of is hadassim don't have kedusha shviyas. Don't. So hadassim, we can say no problem. Most places of it's okay. A lulav is there's two ways to learn the gemara in masechta sukkah, but some halulav has no kedusha shviyas because like wood, it's used for firewood. No sach b'yurin, no kedusha shviyas. Some say no. In the olden days, they used to make brooms that a lulav can be a very good broom. You take a lulav when the leaves go out, and you split the leaves, and you use it as a duster. Very good duster. It's a nurse of your shove as it consumes. That's how you use it. And you get hanoi as you consume it. So it could have kedusha shviyas, but nowadays no one does that anymore. So if a moist place can hold, no kedusha shviyas on lulav. So really we're basically safe. Hadassim, aravis, and lulav don't have kedusha shviyas. But esrik clearly has kedusha shviyas. And even if you want to tell me esrik is nowadays planted for mitzvah, but it's also planted for jam and for chocolate, they put rinds of things. The chocolates, it's an oichel. And therefore, esrog undoubtedly has kedusha shviyas. So it has kedusha shviyas. What do we do? Now, how many problems are there with esrog having kedusha shviyas? How many problems are there? Well, a lot of problems. First problem is the Mishnah, Ein moitzien peri shviyas tchutzlar. It's a Mishnah shviyas perik vov. Number one, how does it get here? How does it get here? Number two, it says in the Gemara, lo'ochlo v'loy l'schayra. So we more dash in a few places. Lo'ochlo v'loy l'schayra. Can't do schayra. So the dealers are doing schayra with peir shviyas. Big problem. Another problem, which is not so big, lo'ochlo l'hefsid. You have to be very careful not to mafsid with anything to ruin it. Can't ruin it. It's okay. But it's a thing called biur. There's a fourth halakha called biur. Biur means to say, you have to be mafkir at a certain time when it runs out in the fields. You have to be mafkir what you have in the house. And they say it's around about Hanukkah time. Of next year's Hanukkah will be that time. So you're supposed to be mafkir it in a place of a rabbim before the Zman HaBir. And the Chatchil, you have to do it in Eretz Yisrael. So many esrog dealers, which is one of the things that's good to organize, it actually will give you the opportunity to send back your esrog to Eretz Yisrael to be mafkirit before Hanukkah and do mitzvah beer. And I remember last Shemitah, there were dealers who offered that. And the woman mentioned the dealers offered this time. And if you get that offer, do it. So, but not everybody does it. So these are the problems of doing it. Schoira. By the way, the farmer has a few more problems because some of the cultivation things to keep the esrog in shape, which is done every single year, can't be done in Shemitah. You can't cultivate the ground and cultivate the trees and spray with different things. So the farmer has his issues that the machshirim take care of. But what do we do? And what do the seichrim do? That's how are we paying? How are they selling? Can't you pay the seichrim? So the typical answer that is done nowadays is an institution called Oitzer Bezdin. What is Oitzer Bezdin? Oitzer Bezdin is a Tosefta Masechta Shviyas. It talks about, it's called what you call once in a sabbatical communism. That means to say, let me say something. Communism, bad word, communism is technically a good idea. Technically. Everybody's equal, very good idea to be equal. The problem is, some people are more equal than others. That's the problem. The ones who make sure everything is equal are not equal. That's the problem. So it's a failure. A dismal failure in history. But once in 7 years, run by Gedolei Torah, yes, there's a place. So what is Oitzer Bezdin? Oitzer Bezdin is like this. What is Shviyas made for? Everybody should be equal. It's for everybody. So they act on behalf of the Tzibur and pay the farmers schar tircha, not for the goods. The goods are hefker. Can't pay for the goods, for the produce. But they pay schar tircha for the farmers to organize in a public fashion to get it, store it publicly, sell it publicly, sell it for cheap because you're only paying for the tircha, not for the goods itself. That's called Oitzer Bezdin. And that is, now in Yerushalayim, not so much Oitzer Bezdin. In Bnei Brak, they are, for certain reasons. And most of the places send out chutz laretz are doing under Oitzer Bezdin. You'll probably see on the esrog box Oitze Bezen Shel Harav Harav. Oitze Bezen Tel Yisrav. That's what you're going to see on your Yerushalayim, Bez Hashem. And that is a bit of a refuah. Why? Because first of all, there's no schayra, because you're only paying schar tircha. Now, the monitoring of that is only done in Eretz Yisrael till it gets here. Once the American Circum get it, they also only supposed to be charging schar tircha. And there should be some cheaper reflection in price. You're only paying schar tircha. It's not called schayra. If I pay for the goods, I'm over lochlo schayra. Not paying for the goods, I'm paying for the schar tircha involved, which is less. So there should be a lesser price. Now, sometimes that doesn't happen, and we have to know why it doesn't happen. The consumer, we as consumers, maybe should be entitled to know why it doesn't happen. So it's very not simple. It's not simple. And we're going to have to try to do about it. A little bit of a justification can be like this. I just want to add one thing. You know, if you start making different prices, 85, 95, 105, 125, if you're paying for schar tircha, it's all the same. The tircha you pay, you know, to get an esrik, it comes out good. It doesn't come out good. It's the same thing. Why are you paying more for a better one? That's real schayra. That's business. Business at its best. So why is that not schayra? So a little bit of justification is that, yes, you divide the schar tircha. You're only paying for schar tircha. 100 people get a shrayim from this orchard. They're dividing schar tircha. But it's worth it for a man who gets a better esrik to pay more for the schar tircha. That is a little bit of justification. In some places, they sell in a closed box in three levels. It's not really priced to the dollar. They sell. That's a bit of justification. And also, a bit of justification is that some of the people who work in the Sregim field, some of them, they put so much tircha in, if they don't charge what they normally charge, it's not worth it for them. And they really put enough schar tircha in to charge for the schar tircha that much, but it's not for the goods, but... It should reflect and apply it somewhere. It's a bit of a puzzle. That is a bit of a puzzle, exactly how to convey the price. What should be, what really, really should be in a utopian situation would be that the people who have the Eitz Beis in Eretz Yisrael should have an American representative who knows business, knows the esrog business, knows the market, knows what's fair for schar tircha, and knows how much to take off if you don't think for the product selling for schar tircha. That would be the ideal situation. I tried one time to get such a thing one time done. I wasn't able to do anything about it. And that's what really should be done. That the Oitzer Beis Din should have a representative in each Oitzer Beis Din, and they tell each fellow, when you're selling in New York, fine. You come to Detroit, Chicago, Cleveland, a bit more to pay for transport, storage, pay a bit more. And there should be, if possible, some monitoring of prices all the way. That's really what should be done. Now, if you want to keep out of the whole issue, you could buy Morocco and other places. But remember, mitzvah is also a mitzvah. But one thing I do want to again stress, if you do pick an Eretz Yisrael esrig, and you do it, you should be careful not to mafsid it, and also to take the offer available to send back to do mitzvah's beer in Eretz Yisrael. If it's not done, you have to mafsid it here before Hanukkah. Then after you mafsid it, for everybody, you can take it back. I just want to mention one thing I forgot to mention before. A very interesting dilemma regarding, we saw before about owning the Ren in Eretz Yisrael. There are places in Eretz Yisrael where frum and non-frum people live together in one big chotzer, and they beshutfis own a garden, and non-frum neighbors are hiring gardeners who are non-frum to work the land and make the gardens on shvius. So how does the frum owner react? He can't participate in his ground being worked. He's a partner in the garden. So some poskim, in Kodesh Rav Yashiv, hold, you should be mafka your portion in the garden, not to be over. Now, according to the Tzad, there's no difference whether you mafka or not mafka. According to the Tzad, there's just the mitzvah says system, whether you do or you don't. There's no mitzvah, it's a dinner to do it, not in the Bailim. But if you hold it in the Bailim, you should be mafka your portion. In fact, some do such a thing. Then you have to say, well, could somebody come take your portion now? If you mafka it, you mafka. So it's also a bit of a complication. There seems to be a way, you can be mafker in a way, not if you look at mizoicha. That's a whole Ramon and Shabbos at Reish Vav, but that's a different topic. Okay, so this is the union of the Dalet Minim. Now I want to go to the next topic, about produce that comes from Eretz Yisrael to here. What are the problems? There are things that don't have Kedusha Shvius, such as 60-year produce or 80-year produce. But 70-year produce is Kodosh, and has Kedusha Shvius, It has to be eaten in the Kedusha Shvi. You can't throw it in the garbage. You have to wrap it very carefully, let it rot itself before you put it in the garbage. Not to mafsid it, like doing that straw right now. And you can't do schar with it. And you have to be very careful to perish shvius. But really, there's another complication that we should know about. And this is the job of the Vad HaKashrus of every single city. We do it in Cleveland. I'm sure the Chicago Rabbonim are doing the same thing with the Vad HaKashrus also. They have to make sure to let people know if produce comes in from Eretz Yisrael. We know a lot of peppers come from Eretz Yisrael. Red, orange, and yellow peppers come from Eretz Yisrael. We know that oranges come from Eretz Yisrael. And then in canned and bottled form, vegetables and olives and wine come from Eretz Yisrael. So the first thing to know is there's such a thing called Shomer V'Nevad. What if a fry Israeli farmer, a non-Orthodox Israeli farmer, really closed his fence and let nobody in and didn't keep Shemitah? And he worked the ground and guarded the ground and no one came in. So according to some Rishonim, the food becomes awesome to eat. It's also like treif, like chazir. Some say it's not also to eat. In your shlaim, then like the chumra, and chazanish says, welcome to Eichengal, says chazanish in Eichengal Kula. So really, it's the job of Arakashas to make sure. And if you go to a supermarket and it says produce from Israel, and I'm talking about next year, because what's done now is going to be here next year. But in the winter, Tavshin Pei Gimel, you walk into a store and you see Israeli pepper, or you see Israeli things like the oranges. So you have to ask around, make sure. If not, don't buy it. If you bought it, you have to ask a child what loot it. So that's one thing to know. There's another thing to know is that even after, you know, vegetables don't have such a long shelf life. But even after that, canned foods and wines can be coming from the Shemitah. And what's with that? Now, if you have a good heksher on it, you know, the badats in these places, they have these things, it won't be a Shemitah issue. But you might see on your bottle, Hey Mem! Hey Mem! What does Hey Mem stand for? Hey Mem stands for Heter Mechira. What's Heter Mechira? Heter Mechira is the Rabbi Lutten Eretz Yisrael wants to be part of all the problems of Shvita, and they sell the land to a goy. They sell the land to a goy. No, it belongs to a goy. Maybe, it's a child, it's also a question, maybe there's no way to work the ground and use the ground and do it how you want. Now, there are some problems with selling to a goy. One problem is, there's love in the Torah, you're not supposed to sell Jewish land, Israel land to a goy. To sell it, you're not supposed to do it, sell it. Another problem is that it's not so clear if you do sell it, that you're allowed to do malacha on the ground. A third problem, which I think is the biggest problem, you know, there are a lot of Israeli farmers who are very idealistic. Sell the Holy Land to an Arab? I'm talking Fry-Eden. Non-Orthodox Israeli farmers, but a very idealist Eretz Yisrael, to sell and give a non-Jew ownership in Eretz Yisrael, our enemies, by Eretz Yisrael, I don't want such a thing. Abhorrent to me. And the Rabbi still does it, it's a schus for them, but Pnim, Bepnim, they want to do the right thing, so it's a schus for them to do what's right for them, and they sell anyways. Now that's a very iffy type of transaction, and that might invalidate the whole sale. But there are Rabbonim, the Rabbanut does rely on Heter Mechira. So if you see a bottle of wine says, Hey Mem, you have to make a decision. Do I want to rely on the Rabbanim who will make all and use that wine? Or should I be Machman like most Rabbanim and not use the wine? And if you don't use the wine, could be it's even us to eat because it's Shem Veneva, maybe yeah, maybe no. But it's the thing to look out for. If you see Hey Mem on your wine in the year or two after it's Israel, you have to know it's a question about that. Now I want to go to the Indian of Prusbul. Schmidt, if you have any questions, at the very end I'll try and answer questions. I don't know if I can answer all the questions, but if you have any questions, you can ask at the end. I'll try and if I can. The next question is, we know that Shmita cancelled debts. Parshas Re'eh. Shmita Tzofim. Shamoit Kol Bal Mash Yodoi. You have to let go of debts. So now, we all know that Hillel made a takana to get a legal loophole around that. And what you can do is, and everybody does it, that you can go before Shemitah is over and go to a Beis Din, or we pass in three regular people, and give them over your chayvis, and then they're collecting the chayiv, and you are the agent to collect the chayiv, and therefore that's the way out. Why did Hillel make this takana? Because he saw people being over love in the Torah. It says in the Torah, "He shom elcha peniyah dov melchabliyal." You might say, "Get karvish nasa shavish nasa shmita. Shmita's coming. I'm not going to lend my friend and lose my money. No, I won't do that." So you're over love in the Torah, and the Yidden were doing that. Yidden were being over that love. They were not lending when it got close to shmita. So Hillel said, "Rather than be over like people being over, better make some etzer for them, a legal loophole, better than be nichs on real love." So he made this idea of prizbul. So what does prizbul mean? Prizbul means, you'll see in all the shuls be given out right before Shemitah, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Habor Loin L'Taiva, of Tav Shin Pei Gimel, they'll be given out in the shuls, nusach of prizbul. Prizbul is the document that is used to show that you give your chayvus over to Beis Din, or to three yidden, and then you are their agent to collect, and if it's okay to collect after Shemitah, the chayv. What do you do? It's how do you do it. You go and you tell three people in any language that you want. In Hebrew you say, Moisrani lifnechem kol chayv sheyeshli shekbenu kol tzmatin she'etza. I'm giving from you dayonim, I'm giving over my chayvis, I collect whatever I want. And they sign that we are sitting together as a Beis Din, so-and-so came and told us so-and-so, and we gave him the right to collect the money, and the three dayonim sign. And you hold that document, and that's the prizbul document made on Erev Shmita. It's advisable, everybody does that. So in case you have a choiv, it will not get cancelled during Shmita. If you want to do the mitzvah Shmita, and actually do it, not take advantage of prizbul, that's fine. You don't have to do prizbul, but if you want to do prizbul, it's a good idea to do it. So now, there are some halachic questions about prizbul, like we mentioned. The first question, let's go to this last question. Let's say you can't come to shul on Erev Rosh Hashanah in the morning. You want to do it the night before. Is that okay? A Beis Din doesn't lechatzchila sit at night. And what about relatives? Relatives can't be on a Beis Din. So can I get my brother and my nephew to be part of my Beis Din? Or maybe no. So let's explain. There are two types of Beis Din. Sometimes you need Beis Din to judge a case. Sometimes you need Beis Din as a procedure of Beis Din. Not judging anything. When they come to Beis Din, you give over the chayvus to Beis Din. Are they judging? Yes, no, right, wrong, chayv potter? They're not judging. They're just proceeding. There's a Beis Din who does judgments and Beis Din who does procedures. For example, a chalitzo done in front of a Beis Din. That's not really a din, not deciding who's right and who's wrong, who's chai, who's potter. They're doing a procedure in front of Beis Din. So most places can say that prizbul is bechlal not called a din. Not deciding it, just a procedure of Beis Din. A procedure of Beis Din doesn't need to be impartial, doesn't need all the kosher dayonim. Three people can do such a thing. And since the Ramah says in Hilchas Choshen Mishpat Siman Samazayim, words of prizbul, he says you can do a prizbul verbally, and even to a faraway Beis Din. The Chazon used to say, I'm giving all of my chayv to a Beis Din Tzedek Yerushalayim, but not to Yerushalayim. I can sit here and say, I'm giving my chayv over to the Rav Zitz Beis Din Eretz Yisrael, or to the Meshon Beis Din Lakewood. I can do that. You can do it, says Ramah. So you see, it's not a real judgment. You know, but you can do it in far away. So most poiskim hold that you can indeed do it from Kroivim. Why? Because it's not a judgment of Beis Din, it's a procedure of Beis Din. And a procedure of Beis Din, none to decide, you can have Kroivim. And I'll add another thing, you know, a Beis Din is always an odd number. Why is a Beis Din an odd number? For? To have a majority, a minority. But a four men is not good. Here, none to decide. So there's four people, who cares? The four, no problem. Four, six, eight, let them be. No difference. Not deciding anything. There's no majorities, minorities. No decision, just a procedure of Beis Din. Procedure of Beis Din is okay. So most places can hold, Kroivim is good. And the Meila, Lila is also good. So you can come to in the morning, get some people, even Kroivim, and do it the night before, and you're fine. That's one halacha. Now, the another halacha is, does a gemach need a prizbul? We all know that gemachs need cities and the tremendous chesed. Does a gemach need a prizbul or not? So it's very advisable for the Gemach manager and all the people who have money in the Gemach to really write a prizbul. Why? The Gemach for the Gemach. Why? First of all, if you know the inner workings of a Gemach, you'll know many Gemachs really have private accounts where people deposit money privately to be given out and given out. It's just it's really a private, there's private sections in the Gemach. There's people who deposit their money, that's given out and given back. It's their private, and then when they take money back, they take it back when they want. It's not made for Gemach forever, they can take it back when they want. So that is much like a private choiv. The gabe of the Gemach is your shliach to give out a choiv. So, but it's a private choiv. A private choiv, avad has a shmitz ksofim and needs a prizbul. But let's say it's money given for the Gemach forever. It's not, no, I relinquish my Bibles, sit in the Gemach, to rotate and re-roll forever. It's Gemach money forever. So that l'chayre is like Moesh Shal Yisoyimim, and the Gemara says that's automatically in the hands of Beis Din, doesn't need a prizbul, because it's already in the hands of Beis Din, because the prizbul gives over the chayv to Beis Din. But Moesh Shal Yisoyimim, Moesh Shal Tzedakah, is already given over to Yisoyimim, to the Beis Din, so it doesn't need a prizbul. Some hold even that's not so convincing. Rav Chaim Noah holds that even Moesh Shal Tzedakah is only Moesh Tzedakah that already belongs to Aniyim. It's Aniyim's money to give to Aniyim. Money set aside for Moesh, for Pesach, that's Moesh Aniyim. It's like Gemara Beis Din. She borrowed from that, that's it. But a Gemach is not really the Bailus, it's not really Moesh Shem given to Beis Din, just the money there for a Chesed, so maybe it's not the same. So it's advisable that the Gemach, yes, the Gemach leader should indeed make a prizbul. Now, what's going to be if a lady has, you know, ladies have all sorts of businesses selling shetels and this and that's in the basements and things. Does she need her own prizbul or not? So, yeah, she pashtus does. If it's her own little business and it all takes her own little bank account, her own financial independent thing, so she should indeed make a prizbul. So the question is, can she send a husband to make a prizbul? So the answer is, yeah, could a shliach make a prizbul? What if I can't come to shul? Can I make a shliach to go to Beis Din? So even though some poskim say you can send a shliach to Beis Din, and they apply the lashon of the Gemara, mili loy memsuri l'shliach, that's the expression of the Gemara. You can't give over mili to a shliach, and giving over to a Beis Din, moisan chemzachar giving over mili, and mili memsuri l'shliach, so maybe you can't do it. But that's not such a problem. Like the Birkei Yosef explains in Siman Tov Lamed Aleph, not such a problem. Because Milan Menshe means like this. If I'm a man, you to do something, and I give you a verbal minui, a verbal appointment, and you want to give over to somebody else, you want to give over your appointment to somebody else, you can't give over your appointment to somebody else. That's not a shliach. But if I just make you a shliach through a verbal activity, that's not giving over a minui, that's just I made you a shliach do a verbal activity. So that I can make your shliach to make something for me. So same thing, it's more and more. So same thing, I can make your shliach to give all my chayvus. It's not you're taking the minhag given to you and handing over the minhag to somebody else. The appointment, you can't hand over an appointment. That's what Martin means in shliach. But here, you're my shliach to one-time pull of handing over verbally to the Beis Din. So therefore, pashtus you can do a shliach. So the husband can be made a shliach by the wife, and she can tell the husband, you go to tell Beis Din, I'm giving all the shetel chayvus over to you. And all the shetel chayvus are given over to you are indeed a prizbul. Now, you have to have available, God, you should have this available in the shuls, the nusach won't be the same. Because the Beis Din can't say, we were sitting as a Beis Din, Reuven came and gave over my chayvus. You say, we were sitting as a Beis Din, and Reuven, who is the shliach of Mrs. So-and-so, came and gave over her chayvus to the Beis Din, that she can get them. So you have to have a little bit, you have to change the nusach to just fit in with the details of the case that you're doing. There are such nusach there also, it will change. But here we have to ask a question. Does the lady need a prizbul really? She shall staples. The says first in the Mishnah Masechet Shviyos, HaKofet Sachanur Zemeshametis. Shviyos only cancels a halvah debt, a loan, a kesef loan. But service of a worker, paying for merchandise, is not a loan. It's just a paying for a service, paying for goods. That's not a loan. It's not a halvah. The Torah says Bal Mashe Yodi. Mashe means a halvah. So l'chayre, what are we talking about? What do you mean? The store has to have a prizbul. A lady's son has a prizbul. They don't need a prizbul. But the answer is maybe they do. You know why? Because it says in that Mishnah right there, Zok von Olav b'milva, if it's turned into halva'o, a very hard concept to understand, you can sometimes turn merchandise owing, service debts, wages for work, into halva'o. How does that happen? So according to many Rishonim, when you tell a person, okay, it's time to pay. Time to pay, I need payment soon, by next week. Some say that turns it into a milva. It turns the haknas into a milva. Now, I'm not going to try and explain what that means. It's one of the hardest concepts, I'm telling you, it's a very hard concept exactly. Why is it that when you ask somebody to pay by a certain time, it turns the merchandise choiv and the service and the wages choiv into a halvor? But it is like that. It's a very hard concept to explain. There's a lot of work to understand that. But it is like that. It is. And therefore, a lot of times, the lady might have told the customer, Leah, come on, you bought the shaitel 3 months ago, let's go, I need the money for Rosh Hashanah, please. Or you go into a store, and they have your credit box, and you get to $300, they say, excuse me, sir, you got to the limit, and you need payment by next month, before you get any more merchandise. So even though technically store chayvus don't need a prisbul, but the fact that Zachman needs a prisbul, that makes it need a prisbul sometimes. Agav, I just want to mention one thing. It says if you have a mashkin for your chayv, you don't need a prisbul. If you have a mashkin, you're holding a security for your thing, you don't need a mashkin. You don't need a prisbul, because you already have the chayv. I don't have to go get the chayv. I have it already. So maybe the gemachs who require head checks are like a mashkin. You hear the question? Maybe the gemachs need a beis din. Because the gemach checks that they had, the checks that make you big, it's like a mashkin. But it's not so simple. You know why? There might not be money to pay that, he might cancel a check. It's not a mashkin. So if the gemach wants to be careful, he should write a prisbul and not be samech on this. It's not really a proper mashkin. I'd like to just finish off, since Hanukkah is around the corner, I'd like to finish off with a related topic. If you have oil of Shvius, and that can be in a few ways. It was exported from Eretz Yisrael, or it's a Beis Din, and it's here. Or in Eretz Yisrael, can you use Shemen of Shvius oil from Ner Hanukkah? Some places say, of course not. You're not allowed to use Ner Hanukkah. You're not allowed to use Ner Hanukkah. It's Osa Bahano. Ein Mishtam Shem Ner Hanukkah. Osa Mishtam is connected on air. Osa Mishtam is connected on air. Can't get money connected on air. So if you're going to designate Shvius and light Ner Hanukkah with it, you asked it Bahano. And it says, Lo'och Levloy Lehefzid. It says in the Torah, Le'achil and not for Hefzid. If you use Ner Hanukkah, it's Hefzid. So you shouldn't do it. So many places say you can't do it. But some places can say you could. You know why? But it's not so clear, Ner Hanukkah is Osa Bahano. Let's explain. I can't walk up to Ner Hanukkah and count my money to the Ner Hanukkah in a dark room. But let's say the lights go out and the only thing left in the room is Ner Hanukkah. Even without a shamash. I have to close my eyes and bump into the walls. I'm not allowed to go to Ner Hanukkah and shamash Ner Hanukkah. But if it's just there, and I'm not going to shut my eyes and bump into the walls. So it's not the Hechlut Osa Bahano. And also, you light a shamash. And you light a shamash, it seems to say that the shamash somehow saves you in case you do the Isano. You can't use it, it's okay. And the Yasekhash, I have more light. This light, but if you're not using it in a busy mitzvah way, could be it's okay. So it's not so claw, it's Hechlut Osa Bahano. And that alone, in Mechai Mitzvah Ner Hanukkah is maybe also a justified usage for Perit Shemitah. Maybe that Ruchten Zikdot is justified use of Perit Shemitah. Therefore, some Pleskim are indeed matter to use Ner Hanukkah. Many say also, many say Mutter. So what about Shlachmonos? If I have Perit of Hanukkah, Perit of Shemitah, and it comes Purim time, can I send Shlachmonos from Perit of Shvius? Yes or no? So logic would be yes. Well, what's wrong? I'm saying, why not? Of it, Rav Voznitz says maybe not. You know why? Because you're not allowed to pay a debt with Peres Chanukah. With Peres Shvius, I'm sorry. You can't pay a debt with Peres Shvius. You know why? It's called Schoira. It's a Mishnah, it's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah Samach Beis. You can't pay a debt if you owe somebody money or fruit. You can't pay with Peres Shvius. You know why? It's business-like activities. And doing a payment of a debt with Shvius is paying a debt, that's Schoira. So it could be that when Chazal already made a din, that you have to give another family a portion of food on Purim, that's like a choy if you have to some member of Chol Yisrael to do it. And maybe it's called like paying a monetary choy to somebody called Schoira. Maybe. But most hold it's okay. Now, I want to ask you a psychological shayla. What about paying back? You know, sometimes a person gets shlachmanos on Purim and feels he has the socially obligation he has to pay back. You got it? You got to pay. I can't give back. I got to give back to somebody. He can't send me back. It's very reciprocal to do such a thing. So Rav Yashiv holds, you should, if your mom should have an obligation, better don't pay back with Perish and Shmita. You know why? Because since it, like, you feel it's an obligation to give back, it might be like paying a chayil with Perish Shvius. Maybe not. What about Arba Kloisis with Ryan of Shvius? If Ryan of Shvius comes to Utsaretz, and you want to use it for Arba Kloisis. So chayil Arba Kloisis is okay. If that's your Shalmi, ask the question, comes out, it's okay. But not the second kos. Not the second kos. What? What's the second kos? Because when you say second kois, dam, tzvardeya, kinim, oroiv, detzach, adash, bechav, luhuyo, rizim, simonim, and those things, somehow the ruach roi split out, it's like ibud. It's going in ibud. You can't be ma'abud, yain shal shmita. And if that spill out means it's going to ibud, so you can't be mafsid it. And you can't put out the avdola candle. Some people take the avdola candle and schmutz it into the wine. That wine is not edible by any man's token. That wine is not edible. Not in Shemitah, not any time. So you mafta the Be'er Shvius. Or if a moyel who does mitzitza and puts wine and then uses Shemitah wine, that wine is very not edible, not appetizing, not ever edible. The blood of the baby's damila in the wine, the mafta the wine. So you should not use Shemitah wine for mitzitza at all. So now I ask you a shayla, what about Ner Shabbos? Ner Shabbos with Shemitah oil. If the only reason why Ner Chanuk is no good, because Ein Rishdam Shem Lo'ira, so Ner Shabbos for sure should be good. What could be wrong? What could be wrong with Ner Shabbos? It's made for Hamor. It's made for pleasure. It's the best possible use of Shemitah. L'chayre, it's for sure good. Maybe not. And some say not. You know why? Think about it. You know, we have electricity going in the rooms. And there's plenty of light going. You don't need those candles are enough for light. Those candles don't really add light as such. Those are not adding light as such. So what are they adding? You have to really put some research in. How do we talk and make a bracha on their Shabbos? If they're, so you have to say that they're adding something. They're adding, I call it, ruach country. There's ruach over here. The spirit, there's ruchness, there's something added to the meal. By chassins, they put lights, by candles, it adds something. Is that a justified Shemitah usage? If it's giving light, like you normally use thing for, it's giving light, but I have light. It's a whole question about, like, you make a bracha, fine. But that extra that you have light anyways, you're adding ruach and spirit and ruchness in there, the shaman, whatever you want to call it, you're adding that. Is that a justified use of Ner Shmitah? Maybe, yeah, maybe not. So even though most places can be used for Ner Shabbos, there are maybe reasons to say not for Shabbos. So these are the halachas I just want to go through. And I just want to go back again, that this is the seventh year, and the number seven, like we said before, is a very special pneumistic number, and we should try to appreciate the whole year of Shmitah, and every Shabbos, and every seven. Now, I'm not qualified to answer any questions, but if anybody has any questions, I can hear the questions. If I can, I can try and answer them. Any questions?
At the beginning, the Rav said that according to Rabbeinu Elchanan, as Mishnah down, that you've been kind of mitzvah sasei. Rabbeinu Elchanan only means it's a loy sasei, not allow other people to do it.
No, but by shitz behemtoi, that is, I have a mitzvah to make sure my shor rests. And when it goes through a Shabbos and rests, I was kind of mitzvah to say that my cow rested, right? There's a chrayus on the Bible as part of that nation on this work, but there is a key mitzvah to say ato ubincho b'hemtcho to make sure that they don't do work. But it's a key, it's not just the issue, it's a that no one can do work. It's a special din on the Bible to make no one does work. And he does so, he's Makayim Mitzvah to say, there is a key mitzvah there also. It's not just the Issa alone. Yes?
The Rav mentioned also about using fruits for Shalafanas. Yeah. Nowadays, where they have five other things in the Shalafanas affair, that should be okay.
Okay, that's like a true. If you really yotze your minim Shalafanas, other minim, and you were yotze your social level, whatever it is, that, and it's paying a choy. Okay, but I'm yotze okay with that, so I'm adding extra to the thing. That's like a true, right? That would be like, okay, yes. Yes? Yes, I'll explain. Okay. If I'm not mistaken, the beer of wine is by Pesach. The beer of Esrogim, I think they say, is Hanukkah wine. What?
I thought beer of everything.
No. Every min has its... In fact, in Eretz Yisrael, in the eighth year, they have each minim has its thing. So certain things are type of Pesach, but certain things are Hanukkah time. Any other questions? Yes?
So I've seen with the people selling the aluminum, they say the esrog is free, you're actually buying the other aluminum.
Okay, yeah, so that is another eitzah given in the Gemara. If you look carefully in the Gemara, you'll see, what you're saying is Sukkah Lamates. In Sukkah Lamates, the Gemara does mention such an idea. But the problem with that is, there's a machlekes or rishonim with pshat in that Gemara. Some rishonim say that you can do such a thing, and some say no. The Gemara there is talking about a case with no itzis chor b'chlal, because when you sell in a small oifen leftovers, you can sell a small amount left. Not in a business-like way. Notice the Gemara there is discussing not giving dmei shviyus to amoritz. Somebody got amoritz over there. On the inyan of not giving dmei shviyus to amoritz, you can go and do and say paying with something else. But for the itzif schoiro, there's a whole Sfasem is there, and some Hashem talk about it. It's not so clear that that's the Eitz of Issa Schoira. Because it's just the way out by the other Issa of giving Shemeshah to Arts. But that Gemara is not talking about Issa Schoira. And it's talking about a case where the guy has leftovers and no Issa Schoira, he's not doing reasons like form. So that's why it's not, it's a could be Eitz, but not an automatic Eitz. So that you can add that to the ways of doing it. But it's not an automatic cure-all. It's a bit of a cure, but not a cure-all automatically. Okay, thank you for letting me speak in front of you. Hashem should give, we should go. Michael Chayel. If you want, I'll just finish it up. I'll finish one thing, if you don't mind. You know, by us, every day is Thanksgiving Day. Every day. The first thing he eats is every morning, gets up in the morning. Moed Ani. The first word Yid says in his life to me every day is Moed Ani, I thank you Hashem, Shvach Vaidor, thank you for just being alive, thank you for the day. And that's how Yid lives his life, Hal Vaidor. So let's talk about a season of Or, and Chanuk Vaidor, and Shvach Vaidor, Beit Hashem, and Chayel Shalosh Gomichel Luchel, thank you.